In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, in the Gospel for today, we read that St. John the Baptist sent two of his disciples to ask of Christ, "Are you the one who has to come? Or should we wait for another? Are you the one who has to come? Or we should wait for another?" Looking at this question alone, one could come to think that St. John the Baptist had doubts about the identity and mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is he really the Messiah? Or we have to wait for someone else? So in this context, St. John would have sent his disciples to Christ in order to solve a doubt of his. The doubt if Christ was really the Messiah. Now, my brethren, you tell me if you think that this interpretation is worthy of the great St. John the Baptist. You tell me if you really think that he didn't know who Jesus was. Let us take a look at some facts about St. John. His birth was announced to his father Zechariah by the archangel Gabriel. His conception was miraculous because his mother, Elizabeth, was barren. He was sanctified while he was still in the womb of his mother. When Herod ordered the murder of the innocents, Elizabeth ran away with the little John to the desert in order to protect him. And there in the desert, according to the scriptures themselves, St. John spent his entire life, from the time he was a child until the day he started his mission. He spent his entire life in the desert, in penance, in prayer, in preparation for his mission to be the forerunner of Christ. And when Christ appeared at the shore of the Jordan River, don't we remember St. John pointing to him and saying, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the one who takes away the sins of the world." Didn't John baptize Christ and saw the Holy Ghost coming upon him? Didn't John say, "I give my witness that this is the Son of God"? So given all these facts, could we really think that St. John the Baptist had any doubts about who Jesus Christ was? My brethren, we are not allowed to believe that St. John had any doubts about Christ. Even though nowadays the modernist interpretation will say that St. John was hesitant about things about Christ, yet this is not the case. not the case at all. As the Lord says in the Gospel, St. John was a prophet and not a reed shaken by the wind. He was not shaken by the winds of doubts, because as a real prophet, he knew the truth. So if it is the case, how can we understand today's gospel? Why did St. John send two of his disciples to ask Christ if he was the Messiah, if he, John, didn't have any doubts? My brethren, in order to answer this question and any other question raising or any other question that may arise from the reading of the scriptures, we should look for the correct interpretation in the fathers of the church. And concerning this passage of the gospel, the fathers explain that, as we have said, there could be no ignorance in the mind of St. John about the identity of Christ. He knew very well that Christ was the Messiah. So in sending his disciples to Christ, John didn't intend to solve any doubt of his, but he intended to solve the doubts of his disciples. And that's why he sent them, so they could meet Christ, see his works, and believe in him. You see, St. John was about to be put to death, and he didn't want any of his disciples to remain hesitant about the Lord. The Baptist had many times directed his disciples to Christ. St. Andrew and St. John the Evangelist, for example, were among those disciples of John the Baptist who came to follow Jesus. But some other disciples of St. John wanted to remain with him and did not follow the Lord. So here's St. John's intent, is that the last of his disciples come to Christ, believe in him, and follow him. So now we know why St. John sent his disciples to Christ, to ask if he was the Messiah. It was not because he had any doubts, but because he wanted his disciples to see the works of Christ, the miracles of Christ, to believe that he is the Son of God, and to follow him. So if one would ask, John, did you know that Jesus Christ is the promised Savior? John, did you know that he is the Lamb of God who will be sacrificed for our salvation? John, did you know? He would say, of course, I did know. And by the way, I am the one who told you that. Remember. So we can see how much the explanation of the fathers differs from that of the modernists. Saint John did know, and Mary also, by the way. But my brethren, we as well, we know who Jesus Christ is. We know why he came into this world. And we know with certainty that he will come again on the last day to judge all men according to their deeds. We know all of that. And yet, sometimes we live like if we didn't know. The truth is that if we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we must adore him. If we know why Jesus Christ came into this world, which is to say, the reason why is to save our souls. If we know that, we must be grateful and love him in return. If you know that our Lord is going to come to judge us according to our works, my brethren, what are we expecting to change our lives and follow his commandments? What are we expecting in order to do what we know we have to do? To stop sinning and strive to lead a holy life. We cannot be indifferent anymore. We cannot not care. Our faith has to be translated into actions. We have to live according to what we believe. Otherwise, we will show that our faith is vain. St. John the Baptist lived and died for his faith. And in this Advent, he is placed before us as a great example we are to imitate. Because he believed in Christ and followed him until the end. So to believe and to follow, not only to believe, but to believe and to follow the commandments, to follow what we know God wants for us. And I would like to conclude with some words of St. John the Baptist. Strong words that should make us reflect about the way we are living our lives. St. John says, "Brood of vipers, how do you expect to escape from the wrath to come? The axe is laid to the root of the tree, and every tree that does not bear good fruit shall be cut down and cast into the fire. Every tree that does not bear good fruit shall be cut down and cast into the fire." My brethren, you are this tree. If you don't bear good fruit, if you don't bear good works, you shall be cast into the fire. So let us bring forth good fruit by imitating St. John the Baptist, by leading a life of penance, a life of prayer, a life of charity. These are the good fruit that God expects from us. Let us fight against sin and work every single day to convert our hearts more and more to the light of Christ. because this is the only way by which we'll be able to escape the wrath that is to come. By leading a life of penance, a life of prayer, a life of charity, and always fighting against sin. That's how we should prepare for the coming of the Lord. That's how we prepare for our own judgment. St. John the Baptist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.